Day 325, Tuesday, December 26th, 1 Chronicles 26 and 27. 1 Chronicles 26, 1 Chronicles 26 1-32 NKJV concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph, and the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliaenai the seventh. Moreover the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pulthai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born who governed their father's houses, because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Rephael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were able men. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, 18 able men. Also Hosa, of the children of Merari, had sons, Shimri the first, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him the first, Helkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosa were 13. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men, having duties just like their brethren, to serve in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom the south gate, and to his sons the storehouse. To Shupim and Hosa the lot came out for the west gate, with the Shalaketh gate on the ascending highway, watchmen opposite watchmen. On the east were 6 Levites, on the north 4 each day, on the south 4 each day, and for the storehouse 2 by 2. As for the parbar on the west, there were 4 on the highway and 2 at the parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasuries of the house of God and over the treasuries of the dedicated things. The sons of Ladan, the descendants of the Gershonites of Ladan, heads of their father's houses, of Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli, the sons of Jehieli, Zetham and Joel his brother, were over the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shabul the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was overseer of the treasuries. And his brethren by Eliezer were Rehabiah his son, Jeshaiah his son, Yoram his son, Zitri his son, and Shelemith his son. This Shelemith and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of fathers' houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army, had dedicated. Some of the spoils won in battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, every dedicated thing, was under the hand of Shelemith and his brethren. Of the Israelites, Kenaniah and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord, and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jerijah was head of the Hebronites according to his genealogy of the fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought, and there were found among them capable men at Yazer of Gilead. And his brethren were 2,700 able men, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles 27, 1 Chronicles 27 1-34 NKJV and the children of Israel, according to their number, the heads of fathers' houses, the captains of thousands and hundreds and their officers, served the king in every matter of the military divisions. These divisions came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, each division having 24,000. Over the first division for the first month was Jashabeam the son of Zabdiel, and in his division were 24,000. He was of the children of Perez, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month. Over the division of the second month was Dodai and Ahite, and of his division Mikloth also was the leader. In his division were 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, who was chief. In his division were 24,000. This was the Benaiah who was mighty among the 30, and was over the 30. In his division was Amizabad his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah his son after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamath the Israelite. In his division were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibichai the Hushathite, of the Zarites. In his division were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abizur the Anathothite, of the Benjamites. In his division were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai the Netophathite, of the Zarites. In his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah the Parathonite, of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite, of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Eliezer the son of Zichri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah the son of Makkah. Over the Levites, Hashabiah the son of Kemuel. Over the Aaronites, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. Over Issachar, Omri the son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmaiah the son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth the son of Azriel. Over the children of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Azaziah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel the son of Padiah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo the son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Hasiel the son of Abner. Over Dan, Azarel the son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab the son of Zeruiah began a census, but he did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of this census, nor was the number recorded in the account of the chronicles of King David. And Asmaveth the son of Adiel was over the king's treasuries, and Jehonathan the son of Uzziah was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezri the son of Chelub was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. And Shimei the Ramathite was over the vineyards, and Zabdi the Shifmite was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. Baal-Hanan the Gederite was over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands, and Joash was over the store of oil. And Shatrai the Sharonite was over the herds that fed in Sharon, and Shaphat the son of Adlai was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obal the Ishmaelite was over the camels, Jedaiah the Moronathite was over the donkeys, and Jaziz the Haggrite was over the flocks. All these were the officials over King David's property. Also Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, And Yehiel the son of Hachmoni was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada the son of Benaiah, then Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. Daily Deep Dive, 1 Chronicles 26, the UCG reading program states, among the gatekeepers, part of the temple security force, was the family of Obed-Edom, who had housed the ark for 3 months, see 1 Chronicles 13:13-14. He and his large family had served in this capacity after the ark had been moved, 1 Chronicles 16:37-38, and David had them continue this work. There were also Levites assigned specifically to watch over the treasury, the descendants of Moses among them. And finally, there were Levitical officers and judges appointed to take care of business in the rest of the country, away from the temple. 1 Chronicles 26:10 contains some interesting information. Here a father sets one of his sons as first even though he is not the firstborn. That it was unusual may be ascertained from its mention here. Yet God had, as we have seen repeatedly, directed that this be done many times before. Such occurred with Seth, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Ephraim, Moses and even David, and now Solomon too. And, verse 15, the John Gill adds this note about what was assigned here. The word has the signification of gathering, hence some take it to be a council house, where the Sanhedrin or elders gathered together, and sat, and others, rather a treasure house, where things of value were collected and laid up, since Obed-Edom had the charge of gold and silver, and the vessels of the house, 2 Ch. 25:24, but Dr. Lightfoot is of opinion that a suppim were two gates in the western wall, which stood most south, or nearest to Jerusalem, and the house of a suppim was a large piece of building that ran between them, which was a treasury, or various rooms for treasuring or laying up something for the use of the temple, and, the NKJV chooses to translate it as storehouse. 1 Chronicles 27, the UCG reading program states, many of the mighty men we previously read about in 1 Chronicles 11 and 2 Samuel 23 headed up groups of 24,000 men who served on national security 1 month out of each year. These 288,000 men taken together probably constituted the regular army. This organization apparently dates back to the beginning of David's reign, since Asahel is mentioned as the leader in the 4th month. He was killed by Abner before David moved to Jerusalem, see 2 Samuel 2:18-23, and was succeeded by his son Zebadiah, 1 Chronicles 27:7. The tribal leaders at this time are also listed, but how they were chosen is not stated. The individual tribes may have done that. It is interesting to note that the tribal leader of Judah is David's brother Elihu, 1 Chronicles 27:18, apparently his oldest brother elsewhere called Eliab, 1 Samuel 16:6, and the leader of Benjamin is the son of Abner, apparently the Abner who was Saul's uncle and military commander, well respected in his tribe and by all of Israel before his murder at the hand of Joab, compare 2 Samuel 2-3. David's economic or agricultural administrators are listed, along with several other officials over the course of his reign. And, I don't have anything additional to add to chapter 27.